Welcome to the Health Tech Podcast. Here we talk about everything healthcare and technology, and I'm your host, James Somerou.
Hello and welcome to the Health Tech Podcast. For the eagle-eyed amongst you, you'll notice that we are in fact not James Somerou. Today you are joined by myself, Holly.
And I'm Adama.
And we are the behind the scenes producers of the Health Tech Podcast and members of the SOMX team.
So for the next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing a lot of the SOMX team dotted around episodes, and we'll be throwing it back to some of our favourite episodes of the Health Tech Podcast and just having a little chat about them.
So this week, we're throwing it back to episode 286, where James was joined by Caitlin Baltzer, co-founder and now CEO of brain wellness and analytics startup Mindspan. We've been working with Caitlin and the Mindspan team for some time now. So in this clip, Caitlin and James chat about her unconventional route into health tech. So starting off her career in finance and now finding herself as the co-founder and CEO of a brain wellness startup, Caitlin shares her journey. So in this, she shares that she believes there is no one single route into health tech, and it's all about following what you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy this clip. We will see you on the other side.
The first thing that I just want to highlight in your story and your journey is that there's no one way into health tech entrepreneurship, is there? There just isn't. There's
No.
You obviously come from finance and, you know, relatively high level of finance there, talking about, you know, acquisitions and almost like a private equity level, investment banking level of finance, and buy sides and sell sides then coming together to form a company in a brand new technology. It's not your typical founder story of we met in the pub or we met in Y Combinator or introduced by a friend or any of those different things. But I think people's journeys can be incredibly different. You know, I've been to a few events over the last couple of weeks with Malta and the Google event we had and Giant, and a lot of people, you know, coming up to me asking about why they think I know, I don't know, but maybe because I've spoken to enough people, but asking me about where to find co-founders or how to get into health tech or anything. And I think there is no single route. There is no one thing to do. And I think it is a case of following your interests. And like you were saying, you know, when you were looking at these deals, you were excited by the healthcare, the life sciences, and you then chose to spend your time doing that stuff. And you're looking more into that stuff. You asked more questions. You probably became a lot more interested and a lot more interesting to buy side and sell side and each other, you know? And so forming a company seems like a good idea after that, I'm sure. So that's the first thing that I wanted to pull out, really. I don't know if you had any reflections on that.
Yes.
Has healthcare, health tech entrepreneurship always been on the radar? Is it always something you wanted to do? Like, yeah, how did that actually happen?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think you're absolutely right. There is no, like, there's no prescribed pathway to go down. And I think when it comes to, I've always been interested in healthcare. So I just found myself naturally in my spare time talking to people about it and participating in events about that and going into like equity events that specifically looked at healthcare. So, and I never actually envisioned myself as an entrepreneur necessarily. Like I was interested in it, but didn't think that I would necessarily leave the investment pathway to really jump with both feet into it. It just sort of happened. And I think the key thing is the more that you're interested in something, the more passionate you get about it, the more you learn about it. And these pathways tend to just reveal themselves. And I don't think that if I wasn't as passionate about this technology specifically, I would have ended up coming down this pathway. It definitely pulled me down the pathway rather than me like actively trying to find it, which I think is probably, I mean, we've been around for 2.5 years now, and I think that is largely because we're so passionate about this space. I don't think that we would be as successful to this point had it not been for the fact that really it is this mission that like spoke to me and made me want to make the leap, and the people that I'm working with as well. There's no feeling like finding someone who's equally passionate about this area and the potential. And then when you start brainstorming and really start strategizing and realizing that you do have a voice to lend to the area. Because I think especially health tech is an incredibly intimidating industry to really start getting involved with, and I have no background in it. So I was very intimidated trying to navigate this pathway. But when you were passionate about it and willing to learn about it and start surrounding yourself with people who are just as passionate about brain health, about the technology, about the physics of the technology, it makes that pathway all the much more easier.
I think it's really important, two things actually that are just really important there that I just want to highlight. Being pulled into a specific interest rather than going out looking for it is incredibly important. Mm-hmm. That's what gave you the energy to go deep into this one technology, because it didn't feel like work to you, because you were super interested in it. You allowed your interest to take over there, which gave you the ability to do all that work, essentially, to learn about the background of it and get involved in those deals. So that's something that came up in the last few days for me when I've been speaking to these people about how do I get involved in health tech. It's like, well, just wanting to leave medicine's not really enough, like, for the clinicians. You know, it's like, what are you actually being pulled into? Because that's who you're going to be competing against for these jobs and for these opportunities, is the people that for whom it's a passion, you know. And so that, you know, the passion for what you're talking about really comes out there. The other one's the humility to learn.
I'm sure many of you listening are either doctors or students that are wanting to break into the health tech space. And I hope that Caitlin and James's clip there was a testament to the fact that, you know, there really is no one path. And if you put your mind to it, you can do it. So I thought Adam and I would just chat a little bit about this and obviously our roots into health tech. So starting with you, Adam, I know obviously before you joined us at Somex, your background looked quite different to what it is today. So could you kind of tell us about your route and what you found the journey into health tech to be like?
Yeah, so obviously my journey into health tech is very different to a lot of people's, I think, and a lot of the team as well. I actually studied English language and linguistics at university. I had zero desire to come into health tech whilst I was in uni. I was never good at science. I left that at GCSEs far in the back of my memory. And I never ever considered health tech as a career path, to be honest. But I had a conversation with one of my best friends, and she works at another health tech startup, and she also has a kind of similar educational background to me. And she was like, well, if I can do it, then surely you can. So I just thought, okay, I'm just going to put myself out there and apply. And I applied for a role at Somex and I got it. So it kind of shows that two things. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to just try. Like, to try and fail is not a disgrace. Like, if you try and it's like, oh, this one doesn't work, just rethink your options and try a different route. And two, be willing to have conversations with people, speak to people, speak about their routes into health tech, because you think you'd find that more often than not, most people don't have the conventional path into health tech. A lot of people pivot from different industries, different roles, and we all kind of end up in this big melting pot. So yeah, like, I would have never thought 4 or 5 years ago whilst I was at uni that I'd be working in the health tech industry. I would have literally laughed in your face if you told me that. But here I am. So
did you know what health tech was?
I don't think I did, you know. Not whilst I was at uni. I don't think I did.
Do you know what? I say that. I think when I was at uni, like in my undergrad, I don't think it really crossed my mind.
It never.
And I came from a science background. I wouldn't.
Well, think about how far removed it was from my mind. And I come from an English background. Like, it was not even on my radar. Like, I studied to be a teacher. Like, health tech was so, so off my radar.
But especially, I think, when it comes to, like, the nitty-gritty science. And I think for a lot of people, maybe you haven't come from a scientific or like a doctor's background like yourself, for example, maybe it can be quite daunting. As I think, as Caitlin said in the clip, for some people it can feel quite daunting and quite a big scary space for many people.
Definitely,
especially when you think of the kind of the complex language that we use.
But that's definitely true though, because I think another thing Caitlin said, I think whilst it can be very scary, I know for me, like, I was absolutely petrified. My first week or two at Somex, I was like, I don't think I can do this. But I think what's really important is asking questions. So Caitlin mentioned being willing to learn. And I think that's major, especially if you're breaking into a space that you have no experience in, no prior knowledge in. It's really important to be willing to learn and ask questions, hear people out. Don't be scared to look like the person that knows the least in the room. It's okay. Everyone knows the least in the room at some point in their career. And that's just how you end up growing within your industry, within your roles and things like that. So I think it's really important just to be willing to hear people out, let people hear you out, talk about what you're unsure about. I think that's one thing that was really good at summits, which was, I think, is what was able to help me kind of grow within my role at summits, because people were so willing to help and I was willing to ask questions. I didn't mind sounding like I didn't know anything. I didn't mind asking 100 questions a day because people are always willing to answer. Those two things work in tandem for you to kind of evolve in and break into a new space. Definitely be willing to ask questions and be willing to hear those answers out. And don't think just because you were the top dog in X industry, now you're coming into Y industry and you're not, what's that saying? You are the big fish in a little pond and now you're a little fish in a big pond. Like, once you're breaking into that new industry, you're kind of the little fish. So you need to just be willing to put your pride aside and just take advice.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember on that is that there's no such thing as a stupid question, right? Especially when it comes to health. I think now, obviously, we're in the space, it's easier to sit here and say that, like, you know, everyone's really friendly and really approachable. And I know, obviously, us at Somex, like, we're always here and are happy to answer questions. But it is all about kind of, as Adam has said, putting yourself out there, going to, you know, talks or conferences, whether they're, you know, online or in person, and really taking advantage of those opportunities that are available to you when it comes to kind of networking and learning from others. Yeah, well, I think Caitlin made that good point, didn't she, where she said it's about kind of being passionate about that one area, and from her perspective she felt like she was pulled down that pathway rather than necessarily finding it. And I think that's quite an interesting way of looking at it, rather than going out and kind of, you know, seeking those opportunities, the fact that you enjoy and kind of surround yourself within that passion, within that area, then those kind of opportunities will come to you. And I think, I know we've spoken to Caitlin about this a few times. And yeah, I just love the way that she put that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think when things are aligned to your interests, to your talents, things will just not necessarily fall into your lap, because obviously you have to work hard for everything you do, but those opportunities won't feel as hard to grasp, hard to achieve, because it is something that you just genuinely have an interest in, you just genuinely enjoy. Like Caitlin just genuinely enjoyed, obviously, the med technology and neuroscience. Yeah, so health tech is such a big, it's such a big industry. There's so much to it. And I think when it comes to trying to break into health tech, you have to find your niche, find out what you genuinely feel like you can sit and talk about and sit and do for 8 hours a day whilst you're at work, have conversations about with people at events. It shouldn't just be something general. It should be something that you genuinely feel like, yeah, I could do this. I could do this and I could have fun doing it, rather than just going with the wind and just seeing where it takes you. Having that niche, having that thing that you genuinely like to do, I think we'll take you far, like it's taken Caitlin so far.
Oh, I think if you don't have that yet, then going to things like conferences,
keeping your ear to the ground, seeing what's happening, and then something will eventually come to you.
And it will click, I think, when you know, you'll know.
Yeah, it'll happen very naturally.
Right, well, we hope you enjoyed that little summary from us.
And we hope you enjoyed our takeover of the Health Tech Podcast.
Some top tips then from Caitlin James from that clip is that there's no one route into healthcare. And if you're wanting to get involved, wanting to break into the industry, then it's all about kind of finding your passion, finding your niche that you're kind of really interested in. If you don't have that yet, that's totally okay. You know, surround yourself with people in the sector, within the industry, and be willing to kind of learn from them and not be afraid to ask questions, because there is no such thing as a stupid question.
I second that.
Amazing. Well, we hope you enjoyed, and we will see you next time on the Health Tech Podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening and making it all the way to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And you can head to the description of this episode to follow me on all of my social media so you don't miss out on any of the latest health tech content.